إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we are facing globally, including in this country, a situation that is potentially threatening, and to put it politely and mildly, it is difficult. And therefore, I thought, let me spend the next few days trying to help understand that situation in the context of the Quran and Sunnah, and to see what lessons we can derive from it for our survival, for our well-being, and for our benefit and growth. What lessons can be derived from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the purpose of it is to help us to live our life in this world in a way that is beneficial for us in this world and the akhirah. And also the purpose of the seerah is so that we can use the seerah as a frame of reference in order to extract lessons for ourselves when we face different situations in our lives. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu gave his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a life which is so complete and so diverse and so full of different kinds of things, that there are lessons in the seerah for anyone in any situation at any time when that person faces, or that collective people face any kind of difficulty, they can find a lesson for it from the seerah of Rasulullah, because he faced something similar in his life and he dealt with it, and the way that he dealt with it and how he dealt with it is the best way to follow, because this was inspired by and this was taught to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him as an example for us. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this clearly in the Quran, where he said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah said that verily for you in the life of my messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a good example to follow, is the best example. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For the one who remembers and looks forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and who then ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, who then remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. Now, the first thing therefore to remember always when we are facing any kind of adversity is that in the end we all have to meet Allah. This is something to be very, very clear in the mind about, and we have to remind ourselves over and over again that one day we will meet Allah. So whatever happens in this world, whether it is good or whether it is apparently not good, and I'm saying apparently not good because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said bi yadihil khair. Allah said whatever is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khair, it's good. So therefore whatever happens happens only bi idhnillah ta'ala. Fama asabakum min musibati illa bi idhnillah. Allah said the musibah and the difficulty does not come to you except with the hukum and izn and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, even though that difficulty may look bad, we do not see it as bad by itself. We look for the good in it because it is biiznillahi ta'ala. So the first and foremost thing to remember when facing adversity is that one day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there and on that day only it will be decided who was successful and who was not successful, not this dunya. So we need to remind ourselves of this again and again. Number two, we have to decide our, we have to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send difficulties in order to trouble people, in order to harass people, Allah does not take pleasure in causing pain to anybody. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a difficulty, and Allah sends it, believe me, I mean, there's no one, I don't think there's any Muslim who needs this reminder. Wallahu alam, I'm just saying it for the sake of reminding ourselves. Whatever is happening that we see happening, whether it is in this country, whether it's in any other country, whichever leader we see as emerging, whichever person we see as having authority, there is no doubt whatsoever that that person got that authority because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. There is no other way. There is no one who gets any authority, who gets any sort of power without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving it to him. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very, very, very clearly, قُلِ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهُ. What is that? قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكُ تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, my Rabb is the one who owns. مَالِكَ الْمُلْكُ. He owns everything. He owns the land, he owns the countries, he owns the people, he owns the whole world. تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى. And will give this control of this land, partially, some to more to some, less to some, mantasha, to whoever he wants. And therefore, the first and for, as I said, remember, thing to remember is that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will meet Allah. And the second thing to remember is that whatever is happening with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not against the will of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, has not lost his power. People are not doing something despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. No, no, this is the will of Allah. And the reason why we need to remember these two things first, that we have to meet Allah and that what is happening is by the will of Allah, is so that we ask ourselves a very simple question, which is, why is this happening to us? Because if it is happening, we have to meet Allah and this is happening by the will of Allah, then the reason it is happening to us is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes the best for us. Allah wishes the best for us. And if Allah wishes the best for us, and if Allah created this situation, then in this situation there is benefit for us and khair for us. Alhamdulillah, inshaAllah, there is no doubt about this. The key thing now therefore is to say, how do I find this khair? What must I do? Now, third point therefore is, to recognize what is happening clearly and to accept it without mincing any words, without any, you know, rose tinted glasses, without any gift wrapping, to be very clear and frank and open with regard to what is happening, and don't fool yourself in that situation. And that is why I always say, the truth is not difficult to see, it is only difficult to swallow. The truth is not difficult to see, it's only difficult to swallow. Being in denial in a situation like we are facing today is absolute suicide. Being in denial is fatal. Being in denial is the fastest way of ensuring that we perish. So trying to give it some kind of a spin and say, no, actually it is not like this and not like that, is all absolute nonsense. This is the surest way of dying. So we have to wake up and, as they say, wake up and smell the coffee. So be very clear and say, this is happening and this is how bad it is, and let us face it directly, eye to eye. As they say, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed unless it is faced. So therefore, the truth is not difficult to see, the truth is only difficult to swallow, and we need to be prepared to swallow the truth. So understanding the situation as it is, this is a very important thing. And therefore, we need somebody, or we need people, not just one person, we need people who have the capacity to analyze what is happening in an objective and systematic manner, leave the emotion out of it. This is one of our greatest problems. Everything we deal with from emotion. Instant, moment something happens, immediate emotion. Now that is our, absolutely, this is the biggest problem of us as Muslims, and it has never caused us any good, and it will never cause us any good. people use these emotional triggers that we have to manipulate us and to make us do stupid things which backfire back in the face, and we are constantly in the spin of emotion after emotion. We have to get out of this and start becoming very clear and structured and objective if we want to get anywhere. So we need to be able to listen to some hard facts. We need to keep our emotion well in control. We need to stop getting excited and getting angry and, you know, abusing each other and all kinds of things that we do, printing pamphlets against each other and God knows what. All of this is absolute nonsense, and this must stop. Because if it doesn't stop, then this will lead to our destruction. Simple as that. We are faced, what happens is in any adverse situation, and I'm telling you from my personal experience, I have faced, I don't know how many of you have faced actual life-threatening situations. I have faced several. And the fact that I'm sitting here shows that I managed to get out of them. Biznillahi ta'ala, alhamdulillah. In any situation, it doesn't matter what you face. It does not matter how threatening the situation in front of you is. What matters is how you deal with it. It doesn't matter, you can be faced with 10 tigers, you can be faced with an army in front of you, you can be faced with people with weapons, all kinds of things can be there. It does not matter. What matters only is how you deal with that. The same situation which is threatening can become a situation which is favorable to you. That strength which was against you, you will see it as something which was in your favor. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Ahzab, the response of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in when they faced the army of the Ahzab, the army of Quraysh, and the people who came with them, which was a huge army. The response of the Munafiqeen and the response of the Mumineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in Surah Al-Ahzab. The Munafiqeen said, see what has happened, see what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has brought you to. This is what, now you are destroyed, now you will be destroyed. Whereas, what did the Sahaba, what did they say? They said, Sadaqallahu wa Rasul. They said, whatever Allah said and His Rasul said is true. They said, this is what Allah and His Nabi promised us. That you will face adversity, that you will face difficulty. They didn't get afraid, they didn't get frightened. Also, they didn't pretend that this was not as bad as it looked. They said, yes, this is bad. This is bad, this is something which is very serious. This is something which is potentially threatening, potentially fatal, but we are standing at the beginning. We are not standing at the end. What you are looking at is the chessboard with the pieces on it. This is not the end game. How this game ends will depend on the moves that you make. What you are seeing now is if you look at it from the perspective of, say, for example, a game like chess, what you are seeing is a potentially threatening situation. But the game is not over. The game has only started. You have been given a board which is set up in a certain way. But the game has started. You still have all your coins. You still have all your, moharas. What will happen depends on the kinds of moves that you make. And that is why it is very important to understand what you are seeing in this game. If you don't understand the game, then you can never make the right move, and if you don't make the right move, believe me, you and I will perish. There is no two ways about this. Because the opposition, which is arrayed against us, is not there for the fun of it. They are not pretending, they are not trying to be, to be something which they are not. The greatest asset of the opposition is that it is open and clear. You can see it in so many words, you don't have to describe anything. People are talking today about hidden agenda. There's no hidden agenda, believe me. The agenda is absolutely open and clear. Anyone who thinks it's hidden must, change their glasses. If you can't see the agenda, something is wrong with your eyes. Agenda is absolutely clear. But nothing to worry about, because as I said, the game has only begun. We are facing a board with a certain scenario. What will happen depends on what moves we make. And therefore, it's very, very critically important to understand the situation as it is and to face it clearly without fooling ourselves. If you want to succeed in life, the first and most important thing to do is to stop lying to yourself. Stop telling lies to yourself. And that is something that we need to learn. And if you don't learn it the right way, we will learn it the hard way. Simple as that. That's why I remind myself and you, let us open our eyes and let us start thinking in terms of going ahead in a very positive way, full of energy, full of positivity, full of enthusiasm, but realistically understanding the reality as it is and with full and complete and total faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Bismillah ta'ala, in the next few days we'll develop this topic more. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.